If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben and this is Sia. And here's a question for you. What do you aspire to do and what's holding you back? Now, if I had a blank slate and I could start all over again, I'd spend my life blowing stuff up. I truly would. I would be the guy that would be in Vegas imploding buildings. Yeah, you know, I would love to fly around the world and just be the guy that puts the dynamite in the right place to watch these buildings just implode amongst themselves. To me, that would be a cool life. But you know what? I came across this too late in my life. I understand the amount of training and the amount of effort and how much school in terms of chemistry and everything that goes along with it would need to be, you know, absorbed before I could, you know. It's the same thing if you wanted to do fireworks displays, which I think would be another really cool thing. Be the guy that works at Disneyland and actually designs and blows up the fireworks displays every night. I think that would be a cool life too. But each one of us, everybody in this audience has something in the back of their mind that sits there and goes, okay, if I could start all over again, if I knew what I knew now, if I could go back and tell my 20-year-old self or 15-year-old self or whatever, this is going to be a cool life. Go do what you need to do it. What would that be? I want to see this in the notes. And what held you back? Because, see, let's gnaw on this.
Man alive. You know, I think it's a fast and easy, obvious answer is fear. Fear of failure.
Fear is a good one.
Fear of rejection. Fear of realizing you don't have the skill for something, mm-hmm. right? Fear of quitting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fear of judgment. Fear of fear itself.
Fear of fear. Okay.
I think... See, these types of questions always like really mess my brain up a little bit, Ben, because I'm the personality type that will jump off a cliff and build my parachute on the way down because I don't have fear in that context.
Yeah.
But I do think there is, everyone has fear of something. And right. You're making me really chew and gnaw on this because I think I fear, for me, conflict.
Right.
Like I hate conflict. And though I'm very assertive personality and you know, I've been told aggressive personality in my work life, I have to be assertive. And, you know, I have been called many a words over time. Right. Mm-hmm. But that's because you have to get things done in business and not everyone can be besties, you know, all the time. And I understand that. But man alive, that conflict, it's so destructive. And it's so mm-hmm. not serving. It has its roots on communication,
mm-hmm.
and being open to the communication. And mm-hmm. man alive, like I think that's it's like it's never just one thing, Ben. That's why it's also messing me up because
sure.
they all touch each other. They're very like I'm absolutely. Fiddling with this. It just like spirals. I just keep touching each other and like chain like a chain, right? You know, just boop 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 boop. So that's. Yeah, you really making me think. Hey, good morning for those who are here and those are on Team Replay. Like, I would love to hear what your first thoughts are on this. Like, so for me, it was fear. Ben, what about you? What's your first, that pops up?
Well, I mean, for me, it was the not knowing that something actually exists. Like, not even realizing it's an opportunity. You know, it's the It's the unknown. Like when I was 20 years old, I didn't even know that was a job. When I was at that stage of my life where I could have, turned left instead of turned right and actually moved with it, I didn't even know that was an opportunity. I was told you're going to university and you're studying, X, Y, or Z. That's it. Those were the choices that were given to me. And I dutifully went, and I went to university, and I did my degree, and that degree led me down certain paths. And but once you go down a certain path, you blind yourself either purposely or just because you see certain things and you don't see others. And you lose those opportunities because you don't even realize they exist. It's like I look at it like the social media posts, where 98% of the social media posts on LinkedIn I never see. Maybe 99. And there's probably some really interesting discussions out there. There's probably some really insightful things and new concepts and new ideas and all sorts of things. But because the way the algorithm works, I see my buddies. I see my, going back a couple of weeks, I see my tribe. And it becomes this loop, and it becomes this
Echo
groupthink, and
chambery.
it becomes echo chamber. And and that's a challenge. So I find that that is a real challenge. I mean, I love challenges in communication. I love conflict. I love helping organizations through conflict. Nothing makes me sure. I love when, excuse me, it's right, when the poop hits the fan, and sit there and say, okay, how are we going to work our way through this? How are we going to fix this? How are we going to, build the brand or rebuild the brand and rebuild the communication and align people and refigure out goals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I love all that. And I love the protracted, time that it takes in order to do that effectively. I think all that is really cool. But most people hate it. Most people look at this and go, oh my God, that's a ton of work. And I don't even want to look at this. Me, I look at it and sit there and say, yeah, it's a ton of work, but look what we could do on the
What the
other
results
side.
could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
And, but
what you just said, Ben, I sorry to cut you off. It just sounds
no.
like to me it's like the common theme is, though I personally hate conflict, I do love the other challenges of things, but
Yes.
it's like solving puzzles. And like, and I
Yes, I
think,
love solving puzzles.
and I think if I can in my brain get away from saying I hate conflict to, resolving a conflict is a puzzle to solve.
Exactly.
I think that's where I think you kind of gave me a light bulb moment, although I've said this before in past shows, but
Yes.
it's a work in progress, right?
Yes.
No one can flip a switch and go automatically to first to fifth gear or whatever like that, right? You got to build up to it and you got to be consistent because sometimes you got to drop back to, third to second to go back to third, right? So yeah, no, I interesting. I really would be intrigued for those that are watching to comment and let us know what you're seeing because I think the things that hold us back are usually just simply in our heads.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like when you hear that question of like, what's holding you back? Well, depends. If I'm mad at my boyfriend, someone's holding me back. I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Someone's restraining me. No, but I think if you can identify what that is, the odds are high you are succeeding at whatever it is that you're trying to do. And if you're feeling blocked, you probably should be asking yourself, why am I not progressing? What's going on? What's really at root? It's like asking your whys to yourself,
Yes,
right?
absolutely.
Or as I like to say, like, with all my other clients, it's like, why are you doing something? Keep saying, your answer and keep asking why until you start crying, and then you'll get to the root of your why right there, right?
You absolutely will. You
I'm
absolutely
afraid
will.
of abandonment, Ben. You're gonna leave me.
I won't leave you. We will still be friends and we will still have laughs together. But I mean, there's two questions I always ask clients. It says, okay, when you climb the mountain, what can you see on the other side and what can you do on the other side that you can't do today? And the other question is, if you don't climb the mountain, what are you giving up? And I think it's a combination of the two. It's a combination of the aspiration and inspiration and, and the FOMO. And I think that, whether you call it FOMO or not, whether it's the fear of missing out or not, it is the psychological thing that says, what am I missing if I don't risk? If I don't take that first step, what am I missing out on? And I think that we all need to sit there and say, okay, what do we really want to do this enough? Do you truly really want to do this enough, or is this just a fantasy inside your head? If you really want to do it, very little is going to stop you. If it means, making a quick dart left or the right and sit there and say, okay, I got to go back to school. I got to go back to school to do this because I can't do this. Or, what I did, I shut down my company in December because I decided, you know what? It's time to do something different. It's time to go back and work within a corporation where I can drive change, I can create impact, I can do make alignments, and I can coach, mentor, and lead the next generation. And I want to be part of something larger, impactful, and national and international basis. And for companies to take me seriously, it meant me shutting down a company that I ran successfully for 17 years because I was ready for something different. And, that was scary. That was extremely scary. And it's, being able to, what it's enabled me to do is have some amazing conversations and open myself up to what if, or, what's out there. Because quite honestly, because you've been sitting in your lane for so long, doing what you've done for so long, you don't even know what's out there. You don't even know what the opportunities are. And the last 8 or 9 months have been almost as much about exploring what's out there and what are the possibilities than they are have been for looking for a new opportunity. And I think that's what I really appreciate over the last year is that it's put me in a position where I'm sitting there going, okay, I could do that, or I could do this.
And it's stuff
And
that you
that's
never even
really
thought about.
cool.
Right? It's
Never
stuff you
thought
never
of
thought
it.
about before. You're like, oh, hey now. That's really quick. I have to say the experience very similar, leaving corporate and when your identity has been in your company, right? For 17 years, for me, my identity was being in sales, tech sales, right? Forever. And then leaving the teat of corporate salary, right? That's like a shock to the system. And dude, I'm like 7 years on, almost 8 years on, and I'm like, oh, I miss that corporate salary because it was easy to be kind of dumbed down and be like, I done messed up, Aaron. Oh, but that salary still, that paycheck
That
still
check still shows up every 2 weeks. You
shows
got
up.
it.
In entrepreneurship, you're like, I done messed up, Aaron. You're like, oh, that paycheck never coming out because they not paying you. Like, it's a very real and visceral. And I think again, at the same time, what a thrill for that freedom and why you're doing something. I mean, I think you and I are both the perfect examples of like we've had significant change in our professional career. And whether you're fresh into the decision, you're through the decision, you're going through it, or you're like, quote, graduated, which you never are.
You never graduate.
You never graduate from the system. But the idea being is like, I welcome the change. And I have actually I've had for old colleagues. Like literally text me and they're like, dude, are you happy? And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm happy. And you can see their wheels are starting to turn, right? And so with I think going back to your question is, what is stopping you, whatever it might be, right? So
And I think that that's a good place to leave us, is that we are our best friend and our worst enemy. We are our best friend and our worst enemy because, it's whether which shoulder we're listening to, because there's two people nattering, on our shoulder at any given time. One saying go for it and the other one saying don't do it. And the
That's
question is,
it.
which one do you listen to and
Exactly.
why? Why are you listening to them? And how does this enable you to become a better version of yourself?
Exactly.
And I think that that's what we need to look at. So let's leave it there. I'm Ben,
Now see ya.
and we'll see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at iambenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeemedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.